bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, Ms. Pat, plus a church key, dirty leg, and wigs.
By the light of the Christy Lee moon, we'd love to spoon to your keister will croon love's tune. We just spoon when it's out in full bloom. So neat to see your seat and be cuddling soon with the Christy Lee moon. Christy's glutes are the loveliest fruit,
the sweetest.
They're so darn cute,
so gosh darn cute.
When she's wearing her birthday suit, darlings, please.
Darlings,
don't you torture and tease.
Torture and tease.
Your rump's so grand, we've got big plans to be landing there soon on the Christy Lee moon. We'd love to see your hiney in the sky so bright and shiny, like a beautiful S-shaped balloon on the Christy Lee.
Bravo. Wow. Very nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's the legendary comedian, Ms. Pat. There's Josh, there's Christy, and I'm Tom. Welcome back.
Ms. Pat's a little pouty right now.
What's wrong, Pat?
He gave me this dry biscuit. You ever try to suck on something dry?
Is dry biscuit code?
We had the wonderful people from Chick-fil-A come by, and they gave us Chick-fil-A biscuits.
Oh, I didn't know.
No jelly.
But Miss Pat is not.
I love Chick-fil-A, but I can't swallow this.
Happy without jelly.
And I went to look for jelly, and we have none.
You put jelly on your chicken biscuits?
Yeah, I need something to help it go down.
Well, there's no chicken on that biscuit.
Oh, so she's got a biscuit.
It's just the biscuit. Yeah,
I see. We have peanut butter.
No, Tom. That's
we have
even
honey.
Thicker.
How about a honey? How about
you know the
honey,
difference, Pat, between jelly and jam?
Oh, God. We do have some honey. Would that work?
What's the difference,
don't,
Tom?
Don't go there.
This got to be a rich people problem.
No, it's an everybody
it's more
problem.
Of a sodomy issue, really.
jelly your phone.
Okay, there we go. Well, let's move on. We have a lot to get to here. Now, Pat, we were talking about this earlier today. Have you ever heard the slang term, a church key?
Church key.
Church key. If someone says, hey, anybody got a church key? You know what that means?
Isn't that the hooker in church?
No. That's certainly a good guess.
Not a good guess at all.
I mean, you turn keys and most hookers just keep turning over.
Okay. All right. There's a logic there.
That could may take off. A church key is a reference to a can opener back before they had pull tabs. And there's a famous picture of Paul Newman wearing a... wearing a can
opener. Famous picture.
On a chain and, you know.
So a church key is a can opener?
Yeah, so you could, it we would be in the 50s, if you were going to some kind of beach party and there were cases of beer on ice.
We didn't have can openers. We just stabbed the can and cut it. That was our survival mode.
Every day I realize more and more what a different life you've led than any of us.
I'll bet your
dad. You go down to the beach party and there's beer on ice.
Sure, yeah, you know.
I went to a beach party. The old clam bake. I was wearing my clam bake.
Yeah.
You put your clam diggers on.
What's
you go
a clam
down
digger?
There.
Clam diggers are pants that only go down to just below your
them
knee.
Them knickerbockers.
It's very similar to
they call knickerbockers.
Knicker.
Flutters.
This is knickerbocker.
Knickerbockers.
Now
what
we call
called?
Them a crop pants.
Yeah, we call them crop. Now they used to be called knickerbockers. I know you thought I said something else.
I'm so uncomfortable. Church key. That's where we started it. You'd never heard that expression?
Mm-mm.
I think in the movie Bye Bye Birdie, I think the
never heard of that either.
Someone says, "Hey man, who's got a church key?"
Bye Bye Birdie.
I can tie this all together. Starring Anne Margaret, who is featured and is great in the new TV show,
The Kaminsky Method.
The Kaminsky Method. Anne Margaret plays a potential suitor for Alan Arkin. Kaminsky Method, great show on Netflix. Highly recommended.
Laying in bed with you got to be boring as hell.
Oh, when I'm in bed, I'm asleep. Let's face it. I hit
you know
that.
How you
I hit
get
the
pillow
rack
talk,
hard.
And he's talking. You know, Anne Margaret. Who is Anne Margaret?
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
She's fantastic.
Jesus Christ! Who's Anne Margaret?
I was just trying to help you develop some of the slang terminology.
That ain't no slang. I don't know what you're talking about.
What is your pillow talk like?
Give me snoring. That D.
I've been married a long time. It's snoring.
Who's the snorer? You or your husband?
My husband.
Do you have a TV in the bedroom?
I got the iPad in the bed with the earphones on because I have to stay awake to keep him alive till he get up at 3 o'clock because he fast. Man, I hit him in the back and he start back breathing.
You get him a CPAP machine.
So it's kind of like a prize fight then. Yeah. Okay. All right.
He won't.
Now, your husband's a very great man. He is a very hardworking guy.
CPAP machine. Yeah.
He won't do it. He back at work. Praise Jesus.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, so that was a rough 5 months with him.
Oh, was he was on?
He tore his ACL.
Oh, okay.
Running to the cafeteria at lunch. What them vending machines will do to you.
Now he doesn't have the CPAP machine, huh?
He say he don't need it, but he snores so loud. I was on the phone with my friend. He's like, "Why you got the window up?" I was like, "Dude, that's my husband." He thought it was a thunderstorm. It was,
does he really
stop
breathing?
We sound like we shooting a porn, but he really sleeps.
does he really stop breathing? Because that's kind of common.
All fat people stop breathing.
That's not good.
That's why I stay awake to hit him in the back. I can't let him down, Tom.
Maybe you should try to explain to him that the CPAP machine
makes him
look
sexy. We do have a
CPAP
machine. It's in the closet on the floor where it's been for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
He gets up at 3 a.m. to go to work?
Yeah.
Oh.
He take a shower. He listen to his gossip on YouTube. And I assume he pray. And I don't know what he do in the bathroom.
Oh, I hope he
shave his head.
Probably the three S's.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. No, well, we'll
shave.
Oh, yeah, he shaved his head.
Yeah, okay.
Probably takes a nice hot shower to ease those bruises from getting punched in the back in the middle of the night.
He don't even know I hit him.
He doesn't know what happened.
Look, he always like, why you so tired during the day? I was up all night keeping you alive, dude. What are you talking about?
Do you ever go to a motel?
Motel. I'm too old to be laid out.
It's so old that you go in the bathroom and they have a bottle opener on the wall. That's a sign.
Boy,
that,
I haven't been to one of those in a while.
The motels don't exist no more.
Oh, they're out there.
They're out there. Okay. How you know, Tom?
That's one of his fantasies.
To go to a dirty motel?
Yeah.
Well, if you pay me, I'll go with you.
Dirty, maybe sort of classic dirt.
Go ahead.
Sort of a...
What's your term?
Sort of a faux dirt.
Yeah. What's your term for a woman of loose...
A dirty leg?
A dirty leg.
Yeah,
what's
right.
A dirty leg?
a woman of easy virtue, round heels, as they used to say.
Round heels what? Back in the World
yeah.
War II.
Talking about them big old thick heels?
No, heels is a World War II reference for a woman of easy virtue.
Easy virtue?
Somebody that gets laid a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's me in the 90s.
Oh. Really? Were you this was never on a professional level, was it?
No.
Okay.
I only had one encounter, but I can't tell you on the radio.
Okay. No.
It's a white man.
What do you call guys that are easy?
Not pimps?
No. Well, I don't understand why women always get this negative connotation.
I'm not saying it was negative. There's nothing necessarily negative
it's
about
very negative.
Having round heels necessarily.
What's the equivalent, though, okay.
Doing,
a man?
Doing your part for the boys going overseas.
What's the equivalent of a man? A
so my heel. Baby daddy got 20-some kids. What is he called? A hero?
Someone who needs condoms.
I believe he's called
Sean Kemp,
or former NFL player.
One of the Cromartie.
He called the Black Tom Griswold.
No, I'm not suggesting any pejorative meaning to the term round heels. It was just a.
Well, I think dirty leg is kind of nasty.
It is nasty.
You wouldn't call Ruth Bader Ginsburg, "Hey, dirty leg." If you met her, would you?
Well, it's because she's not a. Well,
she wouldn't. That wouldn't apply.
So let me make sure I got this reference right. You call women who get laid a lot dirty legs?
No, it's a fantasy thing. Pat.
Easy, easy women.
So am I your dirty leg? Women.
Not at all.
I'm
not suggesting that you are in any way a woman of easy virtue.
Easy to get laid.
Yeah, you're not a promiscuous, if that word suits you, and you've always had.
I'm lazy, Tom.
It's too much work.
Too much work. I'm at the point where you don't even hold my legs up; my heart might stop beating. I'm at that point where you having sex and you just you're done. I'm like, I really gotta go take these clothes to the dry cleaner. You think about everything you gotta do while they on top. Like, can you hurry up, dude? I forgot you was up there.
So, women who are promiscuous. In your mind.
No, don't start accusing me. I was talking about slang terms. I'm not making any kind of judgment here.
Okay. Right.
Is there something wrong with a dirty leg? Do they make money?
Not necessarily.
They can.
They could be a professional, but they certainly wouldn't be called dirty leg. They might be called a prostitute or a sex worker.
An escort.
They're called escort when they're high class.
Yeah.
Right.
My sister just a dirty leg.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe there's a training school you can go to become an escort.
Dirty legs don't sound like they make a lot of money.
Did you make up that?
I think
term?
With dirty legs, it's more
I didn't make that
quantity up. Over quality. With escorts, it's more
quality over.
So, what do you mean quantity? So, dirty legs have more than one vagina?
Yeah, they might see. I don't know.
I think anatomically, there's
right, right. No, everything's fine
that
there.
That would be spectacularly interesting.
Are these women walking around with 3-4 vaginas?
Dirty legs might see 10 guys in one day for $50, whereas an escort might see one guy
in a week
for $500 a day.
Oh,
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, enough. How did we get on this topic?
I don't know.
Oh, it's church keys. Okay, good. Now, would you say that the term "he's a player"?
I guess that would be kind.
That would imply that a ladies' man or a player,
a promiscuous man. Yes.
We call them HOs.
Oh. HOs.
What is that?
Hoes.
Hoes.
Oh, ho. Okay. I thought it was some kind
is that how you spell hoe? Yeah. Without the W.
Or the R-E, yeah.
If you have the W, then it's who. So it'll be who to hoe.
I didn't know
the
man
the one with the dirty leg. This is all working out.
I didn't know a man could be a hoe.
Yes.
My mama used to tell me when I was a little girl. Let me ask you.
No, we're doing a language check with Josh. No. Run that by me, Josh. I'll give that a thumbs down.
Even the most pedestrian broadcaster would never.
It's another word for rooster.
My mama used to say, "Set your hot rooster down." So my whole life, I thought I had one until I moved to Indianapolis and I said it on stage. And my friend was like, "You don't have that." I was like, "Yes, I do. My mama said she gonna cut it off."
Well. Learned a little song. Now, Pat, this is one of my favorite songs that I like to play when you come in.
Because, I love you, Tom.
Because you have such nice wigs, and you talk about it. Today's wig, Christy, am I fair to say this is more sort of a Cher The Beat Goes On wig, kind of a long-haired
'60s. I'd call that a blowout, a hippie. Straight.
It's lovely.
Straight,
yeah. I'm coming in here with my real hair next time, my afro.
Okay,
I'd love to see you in your real
whatever
hair.
It's
natural. It's beautiful.
Whatever
it's beautiful.
How far out does it go? Is it like Angela Davis-y?
Yes.
Or, you know,
it's probably
Lenny
here.
Kravitz-ish?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it goes way beyond your shoulders?
Yeah, it's real big.
Wow. That's interesting.
Most black women have a lot of hair, Tom. We just don't want to fool with it. And we stop using chemicals, so.
Well, good for
you.
Our
hair is coarse, so.
By all means.
I just said today I want to start getting wigs because I'm so tired of my boring hair, but.
Hey, Christy, your hair is great. You don't
need
to get a wig.
Yeah, but it doesn't hold curl, doesn't do anything, and
it'd be fun.
Let's
try something. How about this? We can do a scientific experiment. We can have you go on, what is it called?
I don't know.
Match.com.
Oh.
With wigs on. And have similar pictures but slightly different and see which one gets the most responses.
That is interesting.
Where is the picture of Christy and the Angela Davis wig?
Christy, you should go to Atlanta with me and go to my black beauty salon. A lot of white girls come in there and get weaves.
Really? Yeah. I don't need a weave. I've got enough hair. I just want
to
make
some
weaves.
Do you like my
too.
Experimental idea?
That's interesting.
We take you. We have you fit you with five different color wigs.
But that
put you on a bunch of these.
Or just put us on our website. I don't need to go on somebody
else.
Well,
people would know you, though.
You put anonymously put you on, you know, whatever it is, Match.com or what's some of the other ones
Bumble.
Called?
Bumble.
Fishes of Life. What is it called?
Fishes of Life. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
What is it
plenty
called?
Of fish.
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty
did
of Fish.
Did you say Fishes of Life?
He did. Is it? Yeah.
Fishes of Life sounds like a religious dating
it
site.
It does. It sounds like a church service that has to take place in an aquarium because their church burned down.
Fishes
isn't there?
Life.
Wait, there's a Bumble?
Bumble, yes.
Bumble.
That's for clumsy people.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, but Bumble, the woman has to initiate the conversation, so that wouldn't work on that.
How you know, Christy? I've never been on Bumble.
Believe me, I've never been on it, but I thought about it.
Ms. Pat, there are various ones for people of various religious points of view.
Yes, there's Christian mingle.
Ethnic origin.
Sure, black people meet.
Black people meet.
I don't need nobody. Mine's at
FarmersOnly.com.
So are you trying to get a man?
Yeah.
I got a son.
I've been for years. Where have you been?
Do you mind dating outside your race?
Depends.
I got my three cousins just got out of jail.
Take your pick.
They will put it on you, Christy.
Take your pick.
You will be a white woman with your credit card at the mall.
They'll put it on you.
I am withdrawing myself from the conversation.
Angela Officially. Davis is alive. She's 74.
Dude, Angela Davis was pretty.
That's back in the 70s.
Still is. Yeah. She's a college professor.
I'd like to. She's
famous for the famous for her afro, as was the great trumpet player in the Sly and the Family Stone.
Christy.
Great
there's
band.
No reason for you to be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you know what? Like Deborah Messing even was on Ellen yesterday complaining that she hasn't been asked out either. So
because you still looking for white men. When they ain't looking at you no more, go somewhere else. When my husband don't want me, I'm coming to get Tom. Stop looking at your own race. Didn't you just, somebody just wrote an article, women is okay to date outside your race.
I never said I wouldn't.
Let me ask you this.
I
assume that there is a specific website for those of one particular ethnic heritage that would like to date someone of a different one?
No.
I would think.
Start it.
Oh, like where? Like, you can. Like white guys looking for black women or vice versa?
Or you could be someone who would be considered to be of European heritage, only interested in those of Asian heritage.
Sure, yeah.
Which
yeah.
Christy will back me up on. We can each name three comedians that have.
A lot of guys.
Sure, yeah.
Asian.
Would be
that
you're way. Attracted to what you're trying. Yeah.
Yes. I'm not saying anything's.
No, of course
I'm
not.
I'm not making a judgment. I'm just saying I wonder if there is a.
There should be, if there's not.
There has to be.
I would wonder if it's considered too politically incorrect, but it shouldn't be.
Chris. Yeah. I'm very attractive.
How you like your black men?
I've
circumcised, no teeth.
I'll answer that for you.
Employed.
The first one, not applicable. The second one, definitely, that's a no. Second one's a no.
No teeth.
Yeah, I think Christy would go for employed, handsome, loving, thoughtful.
Now,
sincere.
if you know a black woman with no teeth, I might want her phone number.
I heard no teeth feel really good. But Christy, just tell me how you like your black man. I would hook
Pat
you
just
up.
Did it, but seriously, I love it.
Now, Pat, are those your teeth?
Yeah.
Just asking.
Why, you want me to pop them out and put them on you?
She'll put it on you.
Can you imagine if somebody came in here, took their teeth out, and set them on Tom's shoulder? He would
weird away.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.